And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. Here we are nearing the end of another election season, and everyone I've talked to is happy that it's almost over. Record money spent on attack ads is just one of the troubling things about this election. But something else that I detect permeating things in general is that there's a lot of anger. People seem angry about so many things. And in this era of social media, there are so many ways to let other people know how angry you are. In the election, some will vote out of anger. Others will decide not to vote at all because of their anger. I suspect a lot of the votes cast out of anger by some will cancel out votes by other angry people. All political persuasions seem to have a loyal cadre of angry people. Note that a lot of our anger is directed toward candidates and the government in general. And there's an important element that we must consider, that we seem to want all of those in politics and our various governmental systems to be flawless, without imperfections. People are not perfect, and our institutions that they serve certainly aren't either. Yes, we get angry about all the problems, the crises, the errors, the missteps we see out there. But what standard are we using to measure? Surely it can't be us, we, the very flawed and far from perfect people that we happen to be. Yet, we seem to want to demand perfection from everyone. That's just not the way the world is. So let's vote for one of those imperfect beings that you believe are people of integrity, honor, and people who will strive to do their very best for us. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.